Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. A new poll found President Biden's approval rating is at 38%, Kimmel said. And that was before Congress passed the infrastructure bill, though. If anything can get the American people fired up, it's infrastructure. We're also not even a year into his presidency, Joe Biden, but don't worry. He's like grandpa at the wheel. He'll get us there. It'll just happen very slowly with the blinker on the whole ride. Colbert, the poll did have one bit of good news for Biden. He's not Kamala Harris. Ouch, Kimmel. Kamala Harris has an approval rating of 28%, which is makes no sense because she has nothing to do. I mean, it's like criticizing a backup quarterback. Tom Brady's okay, but I don't love the way Blaine Gabbert has his legs folded on the bench. Kimmel, Kamala's approval rating of 28% is even lower than the 30% who approved of Dick Cheney in 2008 after he shot a guy in the face. Colbert, 38% ain't so bad, Jack. Well, I remember when 38 was the highest percent that existed. Then old Patty Numberton came out and said, hey, fellas, what about 39? We all said, that's the greatest idea since sliced bread. Then we all went, yeah, why don't we start slicing bread? I'm tired of choking on a loaf. No, I'm serious, folks. Kimmel, there's only one president in the history of polling whose approval rating was worse than Biden's at this point. You want to guess which president it was? I'll give you a hint. His name rhymes with garbage dump. From Billboard magazine, the headline that gets my attention, Lewis Black, Louis C.K., and more potential best comedy album nominees at 2022 Grammys. This will be a test of voters' current attitudes about Louis C.K., who in 2017 admitted to several incidents of sexual misconduct. Billboard writes, it was practically a foregone conclusion that Bo Burnham's Inside would win for Best Comedy Album. Should I go into the rant here? Here, if you're a new listener, let me do this quickly. So my pet peeve is things that are really Netflix specials. You know what I mean? Like it's a Netflix special because it's a Netflix special. And then they put it on vinyl and they release it in two stores. Dave Chappelle's been known to do this. They do this with a lot of Netflix specials. They're not really comedy albums. You know what I mean? Like, I could put this podcast up on YouTube. This is not really a YouTube video. This is really a podcast. That, okay? Back to Billboard. The album from Bo Burnham, Inside, is this year's biggest comedy hit. It topped Billboard's comedy albums chart for 21 weeks. The album peaked at number 7 on the all-genre Billboard 200, the highest ranking for a comedy album since Little Dickie's Professional Rapper debuted and peaked at number 7 in 2015. Bo Burnham was nominated for 6 Emmys this year for his work on Bo Burnham Inside. But, in a move that pleases Johnny Mac, the Recording Academy moved the album from Best Comedy Album to Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. Yeah, because it's really a Netflix special, guys. Billboard writes, that's good news for other comedy album prospects. Albums by 6 high-profile comedy stars, Lewis Black, Louis C.K., Harry Shearer, Kevin Hart, Chelsea Handler, and Amber Ruffin, are among the 132 albums vying for a nod in the category. Lewis Black is entered for Thanks for Risking Your Life. Louis C.K. entered for Sincerely, Louis C.K. Billboard wonders, will voters vote for Louis C.K.? You know, he did some stuff. He's in comedy jail, as I like to call it. Harry Shearer is in there with The Many Moods of Donald Trump. Kevin Hart is seeking his nomination for Zero F's Given. Time out. Isn't that really a Netflix special? I think it is. Yeah, I'm not down with that one. Chelsea Handler for Evolution. Amber Ruffin for The Amber Ruffin Show, music from the original series. Billboard points out it's unclear why Ruffin's album wasn't moved to Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. Billboard writes, so what is the category meant to honor? Let's take a look. The current Grammy guidebook says, quote, this category recognizes excellence in comedy recordings, including spoken word stand-up comedy and musical novelty recordings, new comedy performance albums, whether recorded in a studio or live, and whether recorded in an audio-only format or as part of a video project are eligible. Okay, so I'm wrong, but I think the rule is stupid. Recordings that are compilations, excerpts from a current year radio or TV program, or new recordings of comedy performance first aired on TV within 5 years of the release date are also eligible. Again, I'm wrong, but the rule is stupid. The guidebook specifies that the following are ineligible, quote, recordings that are compilations slash excerpts from non-current year broadcast radio or TV programs, audiobooks, even if considered humorous, albums of sound effects, and albums of environmental recordings. Those are not eligible in Best Comedy Album and may be entered in other categories as appropriate. All right, now we know the rules. Clearly what Netflix does is legit, but the rule is stupid. To the Academy, I propose to you, dial this back and stop giving Grammys to TV specials and make this audio albums only. I beseech you. From the spokesman, TJ Miller says a lot of people in San Francisco Bay Area don't get the joke. He was talking about his role on Silicon Valley. TJ said, I can't believe these people who live in that part of the country. They'll see me at airports or whatever, and they'll say, it's so cool. Someone finally made a show about us. We're the funniest, most interesting people in the world. They really believe that. They had no idea they were being skewered. Miller said, it's absolutely absurd, but we live in an absurd world. From the Green Bay Press Gazette, say it with me, you're home for comedy news. I'm looking forward to this. It's the Green Bay Comedy Crawl, March 22nd to the 27th. Rodney Carrington, Eliza Schlesinger, Fortune Feimster, John Crist, and Taylor Tomlinson, they'll perform individual shows at three different venues for the Green Bay Comedy Crawl. And I'm trying to find out more. Is this like a bar crawl? Do we go from show to show? Or is it a comedy festival and you threw the word crawl in there? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's a crawl because these shows are all on different nights. I mean, shouldn't they like be staggered? Like, let's have, say, Rodney Carrington at one place at 7 and then Fortune somewhere else at 8:30. And then we go over and see Eliza at 10 and then Taylor does at 11:30, all in different places. Maybe we have a beverage. That would be a crawl. Anyway, I'm interested in this. From Variety, Netflix has ordered the hybrid comedy series Saturday Night's All-Star Hits from Kyle Mooney and Ben Jones. Saturday Morning All-Star Hits will feature a combination of adult animated segments as well as live action. It is described as a celebration of all that is 80s and 90s TV. In the series, twin hosts Skip and Trebor, both played by Mooney, take viewers on a trip through the Saturday morning cartoon experience. I'm in on this. Netflix, December 10th, so this is coming up soon. Variety credits. Kyle Mooney is currently a cast member on SNL. We knew that. Jones is the creative director of Bento Box, the animation studio behind shows like Bob's Burgers. We will see if this show actually airs on Netflix on December 10th, or is it a hoax like Bob's Burgers? Two questions. One, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. Second question, have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? The answer, no. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Rico and the Man. I love that title. They sent me some copy. It says, these days, everyone and their cat has a podcast about the entertainment industry. Am I right? I don't know. I mean, is there something wrong with being a guy in a basement talking to himself about comedy headlines? Is that weird, Rico and the Man? But few shows have as much fun as doing it as Rico and the Man, with Rob Traegler and Peter Marino. New Jersey meets California in this bi-coastal hilarious show where two old college buddies take shots at all things entertainment. Rico and the Man is a laugh-out-loud look at Hollywood's past, present, and troubling future. Special guests, trivia, listener feedback, comedy bits. This no-holds-barred podcast is the perfect distraction from your everyday troubles. New episodes every week. Rob and Peter invite you to laugh along as they praise, pummel, and pick apart show business. So I took a look at this week's show. And first of all, their artwork game destroys my artwork game. My artwork game is I went to some website and I made the logo that you see for Daily Comedy News. You know, the smiley face and some words. At some point, I'm going to pay somebody to make something proper. So Rico and the Man, their artwork game, they're crushing it. But again, you're not really going to the podcast for the artwork. It's for the content. Now, the November 6th episode, the boys have a New Jersey reunion. Cell phones ruin modern movies. Very true. Boba Fett and Batman deliver trailers and practical effects always win. Boba Fett and Batman, I am in right away. Rico and the Man, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Freep.com caught up with Joe Pera. The headline, move over, Ted Lasso. Joe Pera brings humanity to quirky Adult Swim comedy. All right, tap the brakes with the move over, Ted Lasso. Joe Pera is great. He's been on the New York scene for quite some time. I've always enjoyed seeing him in person. But the move over, Ted Lasso, tap the brakes. Joe Pera Talks With You returned last night on Adult Swim. I go to bed at like 10 o'clock, so I can't stay up for these things. But luckily, I have HBO Max. You can probably get this on demand. You know what I'm saying? Joe Pera said on the show, I just looked it up. The average United States person sits 10 to 11 hours a day, and that doesn't even include laying down. Are you sitting down right now? Don't worry. I'm not going to give bad news. Just wondering what you're sitting on. If it's a chair, what kind is it? How would you describe what it's like to sit on that chair? That a moment from the season premiere that happened last night. Joe Pera's series grabbed attention during its first season for an episode titled Joe Pera Reads You the Church Announcements, in which his character, Joe Pera, discovers Baba O'Reilly, the Who song that some people call Teenage Wasteland because they aren't educated in music. It's not called that at all. In the episode, Joe becomes so captivated after hearing it for the first time that he requests it repeatedly on a local radio station and dances alone wildly in his house. His retelling of his experience to his church's congregation is a sweet reminder that pop culture brilliance can almost feel like a religious experience. Joe Pera said, "It definitely was the first season episode that helped us get another season. We sent it to Pete Townsend. I don't know if you ever saw it or not, but I'm curious about that." Continuing to combine comedy and music, from Consequence of Sound, the Presidents of the United States of America, the band, react to Curb Your Enthusiasm diss. Did you see the episode? Larry David, as Larry David, went to a rock concert held by guest actor Dylan O'Brien. Dylan O'Brien performed a cover of the President's song Peaches. Larry David asked him, "Did you write that Peaches song? What would prompt a person to sing such an idiotic song?" O'Brien said, "Because the way it's aged 20 years later, don't you see how relevant it is now?" The President's of the USA singer Chris Ballew posted the scene on Instagram, and he wrote, "I am complete now that I have received Larry David's scorn." And in wacky Canadian news from Vancouver is awesome, "I love a comedian who's going for attention, and this worked just great. High five, Brent Butt, the story." Canadian comedian and longtime Vancouver resident Brent Butt has let the internet know that no, he will not be endorsing a new limited edition series of Tim Hortons' popular Timbits Donut Holes, and they will most certainly not be called Buttholes. You have a big smile on your face right now, don't you? You do. So do I. Brent Butt issued the comment in a tweet responding to a Canadian press article written by journalist Brent Bundale, which is a strangely similar name to Brent Butt, points out Vancouver is awesome. Tim Hortons will be releasing limited edition Timbiebs Timbits on November 29th. Those are Justin Bieber themed donuts. Yep. But that's not a conjunction. That's the guy's name. Butt joked that Bieber must have been the second choice. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods. Feel encouraged to hit me up on Instagram is at Daily Comedy News. The Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. If you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. That's it for the plugs. Out of here.